as we look at anointed anticipation. 8 days later, when the baby was circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name given to him by the angel even before he was conceived. Then it was time for the purification offering, as required by the law of Moses, after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The law of the Lord says, if a woman's first child is a boy, he must be dedicated to the Lord. So they offered a sacrifice according to what was required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man named Simeon who lived in Jerusalem. He was a righteous man and very devout. He was filled with the Holy Spirit and he eagerly expected the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Lord, now I can die in peace. As you promised me, I have seen the Saviour you have given to all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. Joseph and Mary were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, this child will be rejected by many in Israel, and it will be their undoing, but he will be the greatest joy to many others. Then, thus the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul. May God bless his word to us. I wonder what your expectations are for today. I wonder what you anticipate 2025 will hold. For Megan, there's an anticipation of a wedding. For others, there's the anticipation of various plans that are in place, such as cruises. There are various things that we anticipate or we expect to happen. Of course, what we have to recognise is that we are mortal. And therefore, even tomorrow is not guaranteed. Yet it is right that we should have expectations and anticipations. But do you know, sometimes when we expect something and it seems that it doesn't happen, we come to a point where we start to think that it will never happen. And eventually we come to the place where we don't only think that, we declare that to be the fact. Maybe for some of you there are promises that have yet not been fulfilled, where you've almost reached the place where you think, well, actually, that is not going to happen to me now. It's too late. It's gone past too far. There is no way that that can possibly come about now in my life at my time. But I want to encourage you this morning to continue to have anointed anticipation, which is what we see here in the life of Simeon. There was a man called Simeon, the Bible says. He was waiting. He was waiting. I wonder how long it was that he was waiting for. I wonder at what time in his life the Holy Spirit, because that's what we're told, the Holy Spirit came to him and said, Simeon, I want you to know this, that you are not going to die until you've seen the Saviour. I wonder how many years went by as he grew older and older. I wonder what he thought, well, I ain't got much time left. Is this ever going to happen? Yet the impression we get is that here was a man who, having heard something from God, allowed it to reside in his life so that it actually began to become part of his experience and part of his existence. And can I say to you, when the word of God is spoken to you, let it be something that resides in your life. Let it be something that becomes integral in the way you live your life. Because that is what we see happened here for Simeon. Here was a man who was preparing for the moment when there would be the fulfillment of the prophecy. A man who was preparing himself so that that day would come when the promise would be fulfilled. Preparation is important. Maureen has been busily preparing for Christmas over some little while. We also went down to see our daughter Tracy in Cheltenham, and she'd been preparing for our arrival, along with her brother and all of his family as well. Preparation takes time. Preparation takes effort. Preparation is made in anticipation of event that is yet to come about. And so here we see that Simeon is preparing for the arrival of the Saviour, and he does this because the Bible tells us that his life reflects the expectancy of a move of God. It is reflected through his priorities, through his purity, and through his passion. I wonder if you're expecting God to turn up in 2025. See, I've already felt God give me a word for next week as regards to 2025 for the East Gateway Hub. But you see, there is a recognition that if we expect God to move in 2025 in our lives, then there will be a preparing for that. There will be a sense in which our lives will begin to align with the expectation that God will turn up. One of the reasons why so many did not accept Jesus as Savior when he arrived in the world was because he did not come in the way they expect, and he did not come at the time they expected. And because of that, they discounted what God was doing. It's very easy for us, can I say, church family, to discount what God is doing because it's different from how we want it and what we expect. As I came to the end of my service here as the senior leader in 2023, one of the things I did say to you was, look, the new season will be different from the previous season. And so we need to be prepared for what God is going to be doing. And for some of you, in the context of your own life and the difficulties and the challenges that you're going through, there is that need for the preparing for what you're about to receive of the promise of God as the healing ministry of God flows into your life. But not only was he a prepared man, but he was a patient man as well. Linda was sharing with Paul how that on the Christmas list that she gave to us, she asked for a smartphone. A smartwatch. And so there was an expectation on her part that she would receive a smartwatch for Christmas. We received instructions as to what she would like for Christmas. So we therefore had a word with Father Christmas. And Father Christmas prepared the appropriate gift. However, Linda was not particularly patient. And so in anticipation that she wouldn't get a smartwatch, she went out and bought one for herself. So that when the smartwatch turned up as the gift at Christmas time, she then discovered that she now has two smartwatches. What is more, she discovered that you cannot pair two smartwatches on the same phone. One of them now was of no use. And so Amazon have received it back. You see, we can lose patience, can't we? When God says something, and he says, I'm going to do this in your life. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to move in this way in your family. I'm going to release you in the particular area of ministry. I'm going to come and connect with your life in a very special way. When it doesn't happen, there comes a point where we start getting impatient. Now, when Abraham got impatient, when God didn't turn up and give him the promised son, Abraham took action and decided that he would instigate things in his own way. And the result is we're still experiencing in the world today the results of those decisions that he made at that time. Some of you need to know that your patience needs to be revitalized. You need to again come to that place where you are willing to wait, willing to allow God to move in His way and in His time for His glory. Because He will do what He's promised. And there is a purpose and a reason for the waiting. You see, there were many that got impatient over the fact that Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, had not arrived. But the Bible says, at the right time. There is a right time for you for your breakthrough. There's a right time for you for your ministry. There's a right time for you for that experience that you're crying for. There's a right time for that sense of God coming and touching your life in a new and fresh way. There is a right time for it. Be patient, as Simeon was willing to be patient. He was at peace in the realization that God has said He would do something, and he trusted that God would do it. But he was also perceptive. He could see God at work. He was able to understand and know something of the heart and mind of God. Perceiving what God has in mind and the plans and the purposes he has is something that is so vitally important for us as a church family together, and for us as individuals. To have that sense of knowing this is the moment. See, Simeon was so perceptive that God was able to say to him, this is the moment for you to turn up at church. This is the moment for you to arrive at the temple. This is the moment when you will see the fulfillment of the promise. The Bible is the means by which very much we are able to see God's heart and God's mind and God's purposes and God's plans. For some of you this morning, you need to know that God is revealing something to you at this point in time that you not only need to take note of, but you need to begin to start to move into what God is opening up for you. You will perceive a fulfillment of something that He has said He will accomplish in your life, so that through your life, honor and glory might be brought to Him. The revelation that comes is so vital for us as individuals and church family. That's why the Bible talks about the fact that His ways are not our ways, His thoughts are not our thoughts. We need to be in that place where we understand His ways. But again, the promise is given that if we acknowledge Him and trust Him with all our hearts, He will direct our paths. For some of you, there is a sense in which you say, Lord, will You direct me? Will You direct me? Someone particularly, you are at a crossroads and you're not quite sure which way to go. And you need to be aware of the fact that you will be shown the right way. And there will be alternatives. For the decision that you make will determine the destiny that you will arrive at. But if you are prepared to make the right decision and take the way that the Lord will open up to you, so in that path and in that direction, it will lead you into a place of blessing and abundance and overflow. For Simeon, he was perceptive. But Simeon also was willing to be prompted by the Holy Spirit. Do you know, I sense for some of you there is a prompting that's going to be coming. And you're not necessarily always going to be too keen on what God is prompting you to do. In fact, it was interesting listening to Liz in her testimony. How that she and Jeff, I think Jeff was probably more prompted by Liz, but nevertheless, how that the two of them were prompted to move into an area that they were not necessarily at that point in time really enamored by the idea of. Yet they felt it was right. And because they were willing to make that decision and take that step and respond to that prompting, not only did they become a blessing, but they themselves were blessed. See, the prompting of the Holy Spirit is something we need to be very aware of. Jesus himself was so in tune with the Holy Spirit's prompting and leading that he was always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing for the glory of the Father. It's interesting, it was the Holy Spirit that prompted him and led him into the wilderness. See, sometimes when we think about the prompting of the Holy Spirit, we think of the prompting of the Holy Spirit always leading us into a place where it's going to be a pleasant experience, where it's going to be an experience which we are going to be really thrilled by. But you see, sometimes the Holy Spirit prompts us to go into an arena and into an area which is challenging, which is testing. But there is a reason behind it. And as Jesus entered into that experience of the wilderness for 40 days, so there he discovered something of the preparation necessary for him, even though he was the Son of God, for the ministry that was going to flow from him once he came out of the wilderness. One or two of you feel you're in a wilderness at the moment. And the wilderness is not a judgment that's been put upon your life. The wilderness is a place of experience and a place of intimacy. And a place where you can come nearer to the one who has called you, who wants you to discover something of his mind and something of what he wants to accomplish in and through your life. And as with Jesus, when Jesus came to the end of that wilderness experience, he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Holy Spirit, so also as you come out of that challenging time, it will be in a new sense of power and a new sense of preparation for what is going to unfold in your life. And so it was that for Simeon, prompted by the Holy Spirit, he went to the place where he should be at the period of time he was meant to be there, in order he might take hold and possess what was ready for him at that moment. There will be times next year when you will be prompted to be in a place to receive something from God, and you will have a choice whether you're in that place or not. But if you are, then God will offer you something that you will then need to possess. You see, for Simeon, he saw the Messiah there cradled in Mary's arms. What the Bible said was that he then took hold of the Saviour. Some of us, we are going to need to take hold of what God wants us to possess. For some of you this morning, it may well be it's your healing that you've got to take hold of. You've got to possess it. You've got to own it. You've got to receive it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to hold it. You've got to cling to it. You've got to allow it to impact and touch your life. And for Simeon, that's what he did, as he saw and understood the fulfillment of all that God has said. Led into one final fact. Simeon, as a result of all of that experience, became a praising man. That's why I love that song. That song that declares there is joy in the house of the Lord. It's where we praise God. And I love the statement, I won't be quiet. See, I think there are times when there is a need for quietness and that sense of stillness. There are other times when, if you remember correctly, on one occasion there was a lot of praising going on, and the religious leaders turned to Jesus and said, stop the praise, stop all this noise, stop all this hubbub, stop all this taking place. And Jesus' response was, look, if the praise doesn't take place, then God will cause the stones to begin to praise. You see, when we begin to praise, it does something. It aligns us with heaven. Because I want to tell you, it's not going to be quiet in heaven. There's going to be an awful lot of praise up there. An awful lot of worship. Your voices are going to sound amazing. They sound amazing now, but they're going to be even more amazing up there. My voice, every high C, will be perfectly and absolutely in tune. And yet somehow, miraculously, our slightly off-key voices, by the time I think they get to heaven, they sound absolutely beautiful as far as Heavenly Father is concerned. Praise is a place where we establish something of the kingdom of God. Praise is a place that opens a door to resources and release of heaven. Praise was what Paul and Silas did in the dungeon, but as a result of the praise, freedom flowed. I want to challenge you, church, for 2025. To be those who have an anointed anticipation. An anticipation of the good things God is going to do. An anticipation of the breakthroughs that are going to come. An anticipation of the gathering that is going to take place. An anticipation of the miraculous that is going to flow. An anticipation of the new, of the unity that is going to flourish. An anticipation of the kingdom of God being established. An anticipation of God releasing his resources so that not only we, but so our community might discover that he is a God who not only brings the promise, but is God who always fulfills the promises that he brings. May God bless you and me as we move into next year. For those of you who are waiting for that touch of healing, it has not yet come. It is on its way. It is on its way. And for those of you who are living still with that yearning to see the fulfillment of the promise will be fulfilled. Be patient. For breakthrough is coming. God bless you.